So we hear about God being a good shepherd. When one of us goes astray, he searches. He doesn't say, I've got others, I'm not bothered about you. We're his children. I wonder which one of us would say, my child's lost, but I'm busy. I can't look for him or her now. Or my friend has gone off and done her own thing, got herself into trouble. Well, that's her fault. Nothing to do with me. I told them not to do it. I told them, so I wash my hands of them. Of course we wouldn't do that, would we? We wouldn't do that at all. But actually, it happens very often. Sometimes the hurt for a parent is just too much, too unbearable. They feel helpless when they see their children going the wrong way. They don't know what they can do. They get in a state. They become ill. Sometimes physically, sometimes mentally, often both. They're at their wit's end, so they give up. It's better to withdraw from the conflict. It's kind of like a self-preservation. But God isn't like earthly parents. He's hurt when he sees his children going astray. He longs to have them back. And some of us go astray in real style, in a spectacular way. It's obvious to everybody that we're on the wrong course, and often a course of self-destruction. Some of us are more subtle about it. But one thing's for sure, we're none of us perfect. We're all sinners, and it was for sinners that Jesus came. He came to seek them, bring them back to the Father when they've been pushed out by society. But those people doing the pushing could not see that they too were sinners. They had convinced themselves that they were the righteous ones. They were sticking to the law, even though they twisted it somewhat to suit themselves. They were literally blind to their own problems. We sang in the hymn, I once was blind, but now I see. And God can open our eyes to the problems that we have. He can open our eyes to another way. Those people were ignorant of the possibility that it could be them that was wrong. And we hear Paul's own testimony in the letter to Timothy. He can never forget that he was one of those hypocrites. He persecuted the church. He blasphemed and was a violent man. But what made a difference to him? What turned his life around and opened his eyes to a different way was that God sought him out and called him back. Once he'd had that experience on the road to Damascus, everything became clear. The scales fell off his eyes, as it tells us. So we sometimes need the scales to fall from our eyes. We may be not violent people, but we do things wrong all the time, and sometimes we need God to bring those scales off our eyes. We don't always have that Damascus experience, do we, where God is very clearly speaking to us, and he sends people alongside to actually tell us, because you're blind now, we're going to sort it out, and it's all down to God. That doesn't happen to us, but we find out through other people, through people that he puts alongside us, other Christians. We find out through reading our Bibles, and things do gradually become clearer. Paul said that he acted in ignorance and unbelief. I wonder how often do we act in the same way, convinced that we're right about something. And then when we find out the truth, we can't believe that we could have been so stupid. It's easy to look back, isn't it? And with the hindsight, see what's right. Much more difficult at the time to always get everything right. So we do often get things wrong. But God is full of grace. He's forgiving and he's loving. He not only forgave Paul's sins, but he valued him as a disciple. He trusted him to take the good news to so many people. And as Paul says, who better than him to demonstrate God's grace to other people? God's grace, mercy, and love that he has for everyone. Paul, who terrified early Christians was a respected Jewish leader, was forgiven by God and loved by God, given faith in Jesus. If he could be saved, then the very worst of sinners could be saved. The message is one of real hope. For those he's reaching out to, the message is hope for us as well. God wants to find us. He sends people to find us and bring us close to him. When I was younger and the children were little, my neighbour's daughter used to take my children to Grange Park Church, and one day she said to me, "Why don't you come?" I said, "Oh, I can't go, I've got my jeans on." She said, "Oh, God doesn't mind what you're wearing. Why don't you come?" So my neighbour was sent to bring me close to God when I had wandered off. He wants to forgive us, but we need to be ready to be changed. We need to be ready to steer ourselves back with his hand guiding us, with his arm to lean on. We need to listen to the shepherd's voice. He says, "My sheep, hear my voice." We need to be in tune with that voice. We need to be guided by that Holy Spirit. And the closer we get to God, the more we realize how far we are from him. As we get closer to the light, so it becomes more intense and it casts deeper shadows, helping us to see the dark places in our lives, enabling us to ask for that grace and mercy, and enabling us to change. Like Paul, we're amazed that God has called us. He's called all of us. If we're here today, then we've come because God has called us. He cares about us. And we, like Paul, should be ready to pour out praises to this wonderful God. This God who has the patience to help us see where to go. Who pours out his love on us, despite everything that we've done. We too must never take him for granted, but always be amazed at the grace that he shows to us. We are so blessed that he came to find us, that we also should be ready to go and find others that are lost. He asks us, as his disciples, to go out and share the gospel, share the good news of Jesus. So we've been found, we're now the ones that need to do the finding. We need to go into the world around us. We could go to Africa, we could go to India or China, we could go anywhere in the world, but God puts plenty of people around us, in our place of work, in our community, in the shops around us, in our own families, people who are just as lost and just as needed. Just as tangled up as any lost sheep could be. These are the ones he's looking for us. These are the ones he's sending us to, saying, "Bring them to me." Jesus came for them. God is sending us to bring them back into his arms so that he can turn around the lives of the runaways, so that he can celebrate with us when they find him. So we have all been lost and are often lost, but God searches us out because he loves us. Amazing as that may seem, we've all been found and are on the journey back, getting closer and being drawn back to him. We also need to search for others who are lost, because who better than us to show that God is forgiving and he wants to change lives. At Christians Against Poverty, they ring a bell each time every person that they're helping to get out of their debt comes to God. Each time someone is saved, there's a celebration, and that's what God wants. One big celebration as more and more of the lost are found. Let us pray. Lord, it's easy to feel that we are insignificant, only one among many. But the story of the woman searching for the coin she'd lost helps us to see that each one of us matters just as much as anyone else. And her delight when she finds the coin mirrors yours, when one of your precious people is restored to their community. Help us to keep turning back to you. Help us to search with you for those who have strayed from you, and bring us all to share fully with you in the life you want us to enjoy. For Christ's sake, we ask. Amen.